It's Sunday, the 2nd of March, 8 a.m. It's a lovely morning. At the moment it's mostly blue sky, but hazy clouds. And that hazy cloud is shielding the sun. Hope it breaks through. But it's dry and it's fairly calm. That's nice, but it was raining. It started raining last evening and rained in the night. So the garden today is pretty sodden again. But the positive side of things is that the snowdrops have all lifted their beautiful white bobbly heads back up again, looking bigger than ever. I said, oh my goodness, because I've only just noticed that the hardy geraniums, pelargoniums, are shooting like mad. I mean, there's two clumps there that are just, I didn't even see them. I think they shot up overnight. That's what the garden does. Just explodes in front of your eyes and sometimes you don't even notice it, like me. And if I took the time to wander around carefully, I'd see so much more. I think the sun's going to get through. It's cold this morning though. I was in bed by, was it nine? Just after nine last night. Praying, and I literally mean praying, for a decent night's sleep after the disaster that was Friday night. I was shattered. And having that head, throat cold just made things worse. So it was great. I had a really good sleep last night till 7 this morning, and although I was wakened at times and got up once, but my wife said I was snoring like mad last night and she had to thump me a few times. Well, I must have been in a deep sleep, because one, I didn't realise I was snoring, and two, I didn't feel the heel or the elbow. But she did a nice thing this morning. I was sitting at the breakfast bar, having my porridge as usual. And she came into the kitchen. As usual, we all have our routines. She came into the kitchen to pick up her usual couple of bits and pieces. And she just looked at me, said, the breakfast bar. She came over and just kissed me on the cheek. And I sat up. I said, what's that for? She says, you looked as if you needed it. That was nice. And I did need it. In fact, what I really needed was a great big hug. Maybe I'll get that before we leave at 9 a.m. this morning. We're going to Mass at St. Catherine's of Siena, up in her hometown, and then we're going, we'll meet up with her family, and then we're going to Glasgow, into the town, for a meal, a treat from her niece. That's my wife's daughter. Well, she's got two daughters. This is the one that's treating us. She's giving us the money to go in, for the 4 years to go in and get a meal at our usual haunt. So that's going to be nice. I'm feeling better this morning. I still have the hangers on from that head cold. My head's not sore this morning and my eyes are clearer, and generally I just feel better. If I could just get this thing to come out completely. I know that us men don't handle things very well health wise. We fall to pieces. Manfully. I think what I need really is to sit in the sun, baking sun, for a couple of hours. I think that would do the trick. I think that would bake out that cold bug, bake it out of my system. But I'm looking forward to our wee trip into Glasgow. It's always a laugh with a sister on her man. And it's been a wee while since we were out together. Ooh, that's a cool breeze now. It's not a wind, it's... Well, there we go, back to what is a wind and what is a breeze. So, a nice morning. And a good sleep. And I could go back to my bed now. Car boot yesterday was a success. The weather held up, the people came out, and Mary was really delighted with her sales, her takings at the end of the day. She'd done really well again, so she's on a high. Plus I was on a kind of high because we got rid of an awful lot of stuff that was piling up in the attic. And it's good because you meet people that you haven't seen through the winter. People that are either sellers like ourselves or the general public that you meet and stop for a wee blether. And she loves all that too. She loves that community spirit, you know, when people come up and come over at the table and have a blether with her. She loves all that. And I met a friend yesterday too, a dear friend on Audioboo, Paul Freeman, who is at IMA. Spotted Paul coming down through the market. And went over and had a wee blather with him. What a nice guy he is. Really is. And he's off today on a bike run with a local cycling group. It's off to Bigger. That'll be a beautiful run. I pray for fair skies and dry roads for Paul. I'll enjoy his run. And it was nice of him to come down and see me. I did appreciate that.